Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad.
Thanksgiving, a duty of which gratitude is the grace. This obligation of goodness is acknowledged by the universal sentiment of mankind, but as a Christian grace, it has some blessed peculiarities. It is gratitude for all the benefits of divine providence, especially for the general and personal gifts of redemption. The very term most in use shows this. It is charis, which is the grace of God in Christ, operating in the soul of the believer as a principle and going back to him in gratitude. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The ethical gratitude of Christianity connects every good gift and every perfect gift with the gift of Christ. Moreover, it is a thanksgiving that in the Christian economy, and in it alone, redounds to God for all things. In everything give thanks. This characteristic flows from the former, the rejoicing that we have in the Lord and the everlasting consolation we possess in him makes every possible variety of divine dispensation a token for good. The Christian privilege is to find reason for gratitude in all things. For this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. I have one more thing to read. Psalm 150. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise him when you're weak. Praise him when you're strong. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I'm a bless thee, O Lord. I'm a bless thee, O Lord. Thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up now filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord.
If the ushers would come, we're going to receive the tithe and offering this morning. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for His blessings? Now this service is a little different, but just worship. If you want to stand and worship, if you want to sit and worship, but just worship the Lord this morning. And you know, enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. And the Bible teaches us to bless the Lord. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's in me. So let's worship Him today. Father, we bless You, we praise You, we honor You. And Lord, today we bring the first fruits of all of our increase into Your house. We thank You, Lord, for Your manifold blessing. How, Lord, that You do open the windows of heaven, You pour out a blessing, there's not room enough to receive it. Lord, we receive more than we deserve every day, and we thank You for it. Bless now the gift and the giver in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Now thanks be to God for His gift, precious beyond telling, His indescribable, inexpressible, free gift.
He's been good through it all. He's always there for me. God's been good to me. I have known the Father's care for me. He's been good. He's been good through it all. He's always there for me. God's been good to me. Through the storms, through the night, come what may, everything will be alright. I have known the Father's care for me. God's been good to me. God's been good to me. Good, so good. God's been good to me. Good, so good. God's been good to me. Good, so good. You can be seated.
Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise, in the city of our God, His holy mountain. It is beautiful in its loftiness. The joy of the whole earth is in Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King. We give praise and thanks to You, O God. We praise and give thanks. Your wondrous works declare that Your name is near, and they who invoke Your name rehearse Your wonders. Grace and peace to you from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing how great is our God. Name above all names, worthy of all praise, my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Bless it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his doings among the peoples. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name and those attributes which that name denotes.
Although we cannot fully understand God, we can still know him.
Amen.
We know him through a personal relationship of faith and through a study of what the Bible teaches us about his nature. God may be described in terms of attributes. An attribute is an inherent characteristic of a person or being. While we cannot describe God in a comprehensive way, have you seen him? Can you describe him? You got some ideas about him, but anyway, we can't describe him in a comprehensive way. We can learn about him by examining the attributes revealed in the Bible. The first group is known as the natural attributes of God. God is a spirit. Jesus taught that God is spirit in John 4:24. God has no body, no physical or measurable form. Thus, God is invisible. But he became visible in human form in the person of Jesus Christ, but his essence is invisible. God is changeless. Progress and change may characterize some of his works, but God himself remains unchanged, according to Hebrews 1:12. He does not change, otherwise he would not be perfect. Thus, we know what we know of God can be known with certainty. He is not different from one time to another. We change. We're different,
yeah.
But God remains the same.
Amen.
He never changes. God is all-powerful. God's power is unlimited. He can do anything that is not inconsistent with his nature, character, and purpose. The only limitations on God's power are imposed by himself. Impossible is not in God's vocabulary. God creates and sustains all things, yet he never grows weary. God is all-knowing.
Amen.
God possesses all knowledge because God is everywhere at one time and at the same time. He knows everything simultaneously. That God has the power to know the thoughts and motives of every heart is evident from many scripture passages, notably, Job 37:16, Psalms 147:5, and Hebrews 3:13. God is everywhere. He's everywhere. God is not confined to any part of the universe, but is present in all his power at every point in space and in every moment in time. Thus, God does not belong to any one nation or generation. He is the God of all the earth, according to Genesis 18:25. God is eternal. Eternity refers to God's relation to time, past, present, and future. And they are all known equally to him. Time is like a parade that man sees only a segment at a time. But God sees time in its entirety. From the beginning to the end, God already knows.
Right.
He already sees it. The second group of attributes is called God's moral attributes. They refer to God's character, his essential nature. First, God is holy. The word holy comes from a root word that means to separate. Thus, it refers to God as a separated form, or as separated from or exalted above other things. Isaiah 6:1-3. Holiness refers to God's moral excellence. Being holy, God demands holiness in his own children. And what he demands, he supplies. Holiness is God's gift that we receive by faith through his son, Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians 4:24. God is righteous. Righteousness as applied to God refers to his affirmation of what is right as opposed to what is wrong. In other words, can I just say it like God calls the shots. Mm-hmm. If he says it's wrong, it's wrong. Right. If he says it's right, it's right.
Amen.
That's more the way we think about things. We're in an age where people's calling right wrong and wrong right.
Yep.
I lost my place, but that's all right. God demands holiness, and what he demands, he supplies. It's a gift we receive. God is righteous. God, and righteousness is applied to God refers to his affirmation of what is right as opposed to what is wrong. The righteousness of God refers to his moral laws laid down to guide the conduct of humankind as in the Ten Commandments. Righteousness also refers to God's administration of justice. He brings punishment upon the disobedient. Genesis 18:25, Deuteronomy 32:4, Romans 2:6-16. Finally, God's righteousness is redemptive. In the book of Romans, the righteousness of God refers to God declaring the believer to be in a state of righteousness as though he had never been unrighteous. And that's possible because of the sacrificial death of Jesus on our behalf. So would you can stand up after you become a Christian and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You're not righteous because of yourself. It's because of the work of Christ on the cross.
Right.
And you accepted that work, and you accepted the blood of Jesus that's been shed for the remission of your sins.
Amen.
That makes you righteous.
Yes.
Your thoughts won't always be righteous. Your deeds won't always be righteous. But if you're in Christ, you're made righteous in him.
Yes.
Remember that. We're still in... Can I preach for a moment?
Yep.
We're still in a human form down here, so we still make mistakes. We still think thoughts, do deeds, and commit atrocities at times in our lives that we shouldn't commit. But if you're a Christian, you are judged by God. And when you do these things, you're immediately conflicted. Your spirit is convicted, and you're in conflict. Now you have to make things right.
Yeah.
And you do it immediately.
Yeah.
Because you have been judged by God. And the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts you. So God makes a way, and in this sense, when you make a mistake, the Holy Spirit makes a way so that you can become righteous, remain righteous in God through your repentance.
Right.
First John teaches us that. If we sin, we repent, and then we're made right again. Or we remain right. We're not made right again. You don't get saved again. You're made right.
Yeah.
You remain right. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Guys, so you don't have to leave the church. You don't have to leave God when you make a mistake.
Right.
Old brother L.R. Hurst used to say it like this: when you sin or you make a mistake, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and keep going. Get back up and go again. Keep walking.
Yeah.
And so I like that. We have been made righteous through Jesus Christ. Through the blood.
Yes.
Another attribute of God is love. Love is the essential self-giving nature of God. God's love for man seeks to awaken a responsive love of man for God. Divine love runs like a golden thread through the entire Bible. Nature is eloquent with skill, wisdom, and the power of God. Only in the Bible, however, do we discover God giving himself and all he possesses to his creatures in order to win their response and to possess them for himself. For God so loved the world that he gave. That's God's love.
Amen.
People say
Amen.
God don't love. Yes, he does. He gave everything, and Jesus left the splendor of heaven to prove the Father's love for us.
Amen.
To reconcile us back to himself. So God loved and God gave. He loved and sought a just as a shepherd seeks his sheep. God loved and suffered, providing his love by giving his all on the cross for the redemption of humanity. God in his love wills good for all his creatures. He wants all men to be saved. No matter what color you are, what religion you are, what country you live in, he wants all to be saved and come to relationship with him. There's only one way, by the way, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only one way to be reconciled with God, and that's through Him. God is truth. All truth, whether natural, physical, or religious, is grounded in God. Thus, any seemingly inconsistent teaching between natural and physical sciences and God's revelation of Himself is more apparent than real. Truth is magnified in an absolute way through God's revelation. I might encourage you to read Jude. Jude's a chapter that deals with apostates and with false teachers. I encourage you to read that. And then it tells you, and they tell you in Jude to earnestly contend, I believe it, and to make sure you stay right with God. It's in there. It talks about it. And God is wisdom. God's wisdom is revealed in His doing the best thing in the best way at the best time for His purpose.
Right.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
He does the best thing in the best way at the best time for the best purpose. So you may think things aren't happening the way they ought to. It's in God's time.
Amen.
And it'll be for the best. All things work together for the good to those who love God. To them are called according to His purpose, according to Romans 8:28.
Amen.
All things work together for the good.
Yes.
You need to understand that. Some people have knowledge, but little wisdom. While the most wise at times have little knowledge, but God is the only wise God. In creation, history, human lives, redemption in Jesus Christ, His divine wisdom is revealed. Man lacking wisdom can claim God's wisdom simply by asking. Any man lack wisdom, the Bible says to ask.
Yeah.
James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. God will grant it.
Amen.
The believer's understanding of God continues to increase throughout his earthly pilgrimage. It will finally be complete in eternity when he stands in the presence of God. One writer wrote it this, for now we see in part. We're like we're looking in a mirror. We only see a part. But one day it'll be totally revealed to us and we'll know it all. We'll know what we need to know. And can I suggest to you that some of the things you think you want to know when you get to heaven, you won't care?
Mm-hmm.
It won't matter anymore.
Yeah.
It really won't matter. But those are the attributes of God. If you'd like a copy of that, you'd contact me after church and I'll give them to you.
I will bless the Lord forever. Strong tower, my very presence. but you. There's none I desire beside you.
Happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. You are my God, and I will confess, praise, and give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever.
Faithfulness, for great is thy faithfulness.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
God Almighty, worthy is resting, reigning on high. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. We are the broken, you are the healer, Jesus Redeemer, mighty to save. You are the love song we'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Highest praises, honor and glory be unto your name. Be unto your name. Be unto your name.
Precious Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I heard every created thing in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them crying out together, to him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the power and the glory forever and ever.
And is to come.
adore you.
Lift your hands today and just give the Lord praise in the house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. In heaven right now for 24 hours a day, every day of the week, there are angels in heaven, and these seraphims and cherubims, they are sitting there, standing there, and they're crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And over in Revelations, we see another picture when John had his vision of heaven. And he's seen these different things, these beasts with six wings and full of eyes. And they rest not day and night, the Bible said. And they're crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And they were giving glory and honor to Him and thanks to Him who sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever. You don't understand, church, that when we're in a worship setting, we ought to be worshiping Him and giving Him praise and honor and glory and thanks, for He lives forever. And because He lives forever, and because He died on the cross of Calvary, and because He rose again, and because we have accepted His sacrifice for the remission of our sin, we now can cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He deserves our praise. He deserves our thanks. He deserves all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise to the Lamb. Praise to God today. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. He's worthy. He's worthy today. He's worthy of our worship today. Amen. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed this service today. It's a tried to make it about Him and about really being thankful for all that God has done. Not all of us are on the same economic level. Not all of us have all of our family here. Some of us are, you know, we suffer loss, we suffer gain, we live life. But even in living life and suffering gain, having gain and suffering loss, we still have reason to praise God and reason to be grateful and thankful to Him. Our nation set aside a day many years ago and called it Thanksgiving. As Christians, every day ought to be Thanksgiving Day. When you get up in the morning, you ought to be giving God thanks and ought to be praising Him for who He is and all that He's done in your life. And whether He does anything else for you or not, the rest of your life, He still deserves your praise. He deserves your honor. He deserves thanks for all He's done. There's some of you, He's blessed you beyond measure. He saved you first off. He saved you. Man, if He never does anything else for me but save me, that's good enough. Now I know that when this life's over, and we sang about it and talked about it a while ago, this life's a vapor. God's eternal, but our life here on earth is a vapor. It's going to be over before you know it. And we'll be in the presence of the Lord for eternity. Forever and forever and forever. You talk about a worship celebration over there. My, my. Talk about singing over there. There'll be a song, the Bible says, it's never been sung before, that only the redeemed of God can sing. One of these days we'll get to stand in that heavenly choir. Guess what, church? We'll sing with some of the greatest singers this earth has ever known. But there'll be no different groups there. We won't be worshiping no singing group. We'll be worshiping the King. Singing right alongside the best singers ever were. Singing right with them and singing just as good as they do. Worshiping the Lord. It's going to be a great time, isn't it? Looking forward to heaven. How about you? Amen. One more time. Raise your hands in thanks to the Lord. Tell Him how much you love Him, how much you appreciate Him. Thanking Him. He's on the throne forever. He's holy. He was, He is, and He is to come. He deserves it. He deserves all the glory and all the honor and all the power. And we are here for His pleasure. And we were created for His pleasure. And we want to give Him pleasure today by finishing out this day with praise and honor and glory to Him who sits on the throne forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And power and glory forever. Be blessing and honor and power and glory forever.
that's on the throne and unto the Lamb.
Bless it, Jesus.
To Him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and honor and power and glory forever. Be blessing and honor and power and glory forever. Be blessing and honor and power and glory forever. Be blessing and honor and power and glory forever.
Praise the Lord.
Blessed Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
I hope
you,
you've
Lord.
Been blessed today as you have blessed the Lord with the fruits of your lips today and honored Him. There's a lot of scripture. Like I say, if you'd like a copy of what we did today, you let me know. I'll get you a copy of it. You'll have the scripture. We'll have a copy of the scripture where you can find them. You can look them up and read them for yourself, but make a good home Bible study. Talk about the attributes and the things of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, this is... Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.